يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين. In the previous ayat we read, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam informed his people that they should remember the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon them, and the different types of great favors which Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with, amongst which Allah mentions here, إِجْعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ, when Allah Ta'ala had made the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam his messengers, he made them from amongst Bani Israel, he made many messengers. And that is the greatest ni'mat as far as deen is concerned, to be a Rasul, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. This is not of choice, Allah Ta'ala chooses. And the other, that waja'alakum muluka, he made you kings also. As far as dunya is concerned, that is the greatest ni'mat. Now, a particular command Allah Ta'ala mentions here, which Musa alayhi salam had told his people of. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had left Iraq, his birthplace, and he made hijrat and went to Syria after the various travels, Makkah, Mukarramah, etc. That time, of course, it was just a desert, there was nothing whatsoever. And then he settled down in Syria, where almost his whole life he had no children. Towards the end, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with children, and then they gave great barakat in those children. So all these, Allah made them anbiya. So all these great anbiya were there in the land of Syria. And therefore, it is a place of great, great blessing, where the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in great amounts lived there and passed away there also. And Allah Ta'ala had given great barakat to the land of Syria. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and this remained so until just before the time of Musa alayhi salam, when the nation of Imalaqa, they had gained control. This was an offshoot from the people of Ad and Samud. They were built also very big, like palm trees, so tall they were, and very strong also. And there was a lot of barakat also there. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was informed by Allah Ta'ala that this land, you go there with your people and conquer it. It will become your land and it will remain yours forever. And so Musa alayhi salatu wasalam first, from the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel, chose he made a leader for each one. So these 12 leaders, he sent them to this place, Syria, to go and see what's the condition there. They came back with the report that it is a land of great, great barakat. Lot of barakat in this land. And also the people who are there, the Imalaqa, they are very, very strong and very huge, strong people. So Musa alayhi salam told them, tell your devil, 12 tribes, and you are the 12 leaders. Mention all the barakat which is in those places, but don't mention about the people of Imalaqa, how strong they are. Only two observed the command of Musa alayhi salam. The other 10 made the people frightened, that these are very strong people and we cannot stand against them and fight against them. So Allah Ta'ala says with regard to that, Ya qawm idkhulul ardh al-muqaddasat al-lati kataba Allahu lakum. Ye qawm dakhil ho zameen paak mein, jo muqarrar kar di hai Allah ne tumhari waaste. O my people, the enter this place here, which Allah has determined to give it to you. You just have to make an outward show that you are going there and fighting them. In reality, Allah has already destined that it will be for you, but you on condition that you go there. وَلَا تَرْتَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِكُمْ or نَا لُوَتُوْ اپنے پیچھ کے طرح, and do not return back on your backs, but then palibu khasirin, for then you will be great losers. So Allah, the people said in return, qalu ya Musa, inna fiha qawman jabbarin. Bole, ey Musa, waha ek qawm hai zabardast, They are the people who are the Imad Khan, and they are called Jabbari because they had great material power. They were very strong people. وَإِنَّا لَنَّدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا. اور ہم ہر چیز وہاں نہ جائیں گے یہاں تک کہ وہ نکل جائے اس سے. They say that we will not enter there, we won't go there until those people come out from there. In other words, on their own, they must get frightened and they must be overtaken by awe and fear and they leave the place. We are not going to go and fight there. We are frightened and they turn on their backs. Pain ya khurju minha, pain nada idon. Phir agar wo nikle, to us mein, تو ہم ضرور داخل ہوں گے. If they come out themselves, then we will enter. In other words, they didn't want to do a thing for themselves. And Allah just wanted them to go, and Allah promised that they will win, and that land will become theirs. In front we read further how the people of Musa a.s., they preferred to go back to Egypt again from where they came, where Allah showed them how He had destroyed Fir'aun. And they did not want to enter Syria. So on their way back, Allah put them into a natural prison. For 40 years they lived there in that natural prison. And after that, the Stan people and their tribe all had died. Only those two people were left. And in front we read how they had entered and how Allah Ta'ala had given them victory. May Allah let us also observe all the commands of Allah Ta'ala and fulfill what we have commanded to do.